a distant memory. And word is, if an El Nino continues to develop in the Pacific Ocean, it might mean a more temperate winter ahead. I just talked to climate researcher Michael Rollins at UMass Amherst.
Well, El Nino, it refers to a periodic warming, a warming that's excess above the normal warmer temperatures in the tropical eastern Pacific. This happens about every 6-7 years on average. The waters are warmest, abnormally warmest, close to South America, last about 7 to 8 months, up to 2 years. It really has a large effects on weather around the world, particularly in the tropics. And so the one right now is building, and the conditions are quite really impressive.
Coming off the heels of what we had last year, does El Nino mean a milder and maybe even warmer winter for us ahead?
Well, that all depends on the strength of the El Nino. In general, under El Ninos, yes, we can expect in New England, Boston area, can expect slightly warmer than average temperatures in the winter of an El Nino, and also slightly wetter than average. However, there are some cases when we have weaker El Ninos and particular conditions across the Arctic, what's called the North Atlantic Oscillation, where we can have some snow and cold. But given that this is a building strengthening El Nino, it's projected to be a rather strong El Nino this winter, there's an increased likelihood of milder and wetter. So we really should not expect a continuation or a repeat of last winter.
I'm looking at some statistics here that there was an especially strong El Nino in the 97-98 season. Boston got that year only, or those 2 years, only 19 and a half inches of snow. I like the sounds of that.
I'm sure a lot of people in New England like the sound of that.
That is climate researcher Michael Rollins at UMass Amherst. So we don't know for sure what's ahead for the winter, but we know what's ahead for today. Sunshine, few